Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Friday to you, America, wherever you might be across this great nation we call America. Wow, we've got a great show lined up for you today. By the way, coming up in just a few moments, our good friend, our good buddy, Kirk Cameron is going to drop by. You know, they're kicking him out of a library, and of all places, Alabama. I don't get it. So we're going to be talking to Kirk Cameron here in just a little while. Also, Liz Peake is going to be here, the great Fox News and the Hill.com columnist. And she's going to break down the real Biden crime family story. This is going to be pretty fascinating. And we have a very bizarre story about Barack Obama. And this story is raising eyebrows, and a lot of people are talking about it. It is a deep dive into the life of Barack Obama before he became famous, before he became known on the national stage. And there are some rather salacious accusations made in this book, which, by the way, was written by the guy who wrote Martin Luther King Jr.'s biography, so a very well-respected civil rights author. And we're going to be getting to that in a little bit later on in the program today. But I want to start in a and by the way, before we do our big story today, we are also in the middle of an exciting sweepstakes contest, and this is pretty exciting. If you have not been to our website, toddstearns.com, you've got to go check that out. We have a great contest for you to take part in. It doesn't cost you any money. It's called the Terrific Talkers VIP Experience, and here's how it works. All you have to do is sign up, and you're going to have a chance to win a trip to meet yours truly. And no, well, no, I don't know, Dylan. I don't know if Grace is going to be here. But if Grace is here, you'll be able to meet Grace as well. Parker, well, if you're here, they'll meet Parker too. This is a great deal. This is sponsored by Save the Storks. And here's the deal. The grand prize winner, we're going to fly you and a guest to Memphis, Tennessee. You're going to get 3 nights hotel accommodations. You're going to be able to sit in on the program. Heck, we might even let you call screen. And you're going to get a $500 Visa gift card. This is a really great contest, and we would love for you to enter today. It will not cost you a single penny, but you have to go to the website, toddstearns.com, if you want to sign up. That's toddstearns.com. No, Parker, you can't sign up. Sorry about that. So, again, it's going to be a lot of fun, and good luck to you. I don't know who's going to be the big winner, but good luck to you. All right, I want to start with this crazy story. And we didn't have a lot of background. We didn't have a lot of intel on it. We've been playing the audio over and over and over again, only because I think it's the best audio of the year. These guys, these workers, and we didn't know where they were, but now we do. So it turns out these guys were at a 7-Eleven. They're staffers, they're employees at a 7-Eleven in Stockton, California, when this bad guy came in. And the backstory is this guy had been targeting this 7-Eleven 3 or 4 other times. And finally, the staffers are like, forget this. And they decided to take matters into their own hands. Now, one of the reasons why they took matters into their own hands is because this particular 7-Eleven is directly across from the Stockton Police Department. And you would think that that would be the safest 7-Eleven in America, right? But it turns out that just like many other American cities, the police departments have been defunded. They don't have enough personnel. And as a result, the 7-Eleven across the street from the police department is getting robbed blind. So anyway, the guys stop, and Dylan, I'm going to warn you, I want to play the audio again from that event. So some guy was filming all of this, and now you know the story that the guy comes in with this big, huge garbage can and just starts dumping all of this merch into the garbage can, and a lot of it was cigarettes, by the way, which cost, I don't know, an arm and a leg. I don't smoke, but my understanding is cigarettes, a pack of cigarettes, cost a lot of money. And so anyway, the owner said, that's it. We're done here. A couple of the staffers go. They tackle this guy, and somebody comes around from behind the counter with a giant stick, and this is what happened.
Don't do that, man.
I mean, right in the middle of the butt crack. Very good aim. Very good aim.
Whooping his ass, man. That's called whooping your ass.
A good old-fashioned butt whooping. So, look, they counted about 24, 25 smacks, which I think is appropriate, right? I mean, it's either that or going to jail. And so I think they did a good service here, because I'm just wondering, how many other stores has this guy robbed? And have the owners of those stores given the guy a butt whooping? I mean, has that actually happened? I don't think so. So the local CBS affiliate has picked up this story, and this is the concern I have. It turns out that these employees of the 7-Eleven could be in trouble. And I want you to listen to how the local CBS affiliate covered the story.
Don't do that, man. Don't do that.
Stockton store beat down as workers wallop a shoplifting suspect trying to steal a trash can full of cigarettes. Tonight, we speak with the man who took out his phone and caught the whole thing on camera.
Now, we do have a warning for you, though, straight off the top. Some may find this video disturbing, but let's get right out to CBS 13's Madison Keevy live for us in Stockton tonight with answers from the man behind the camera and the company policy that was likely broken. Madison.
Yeah, that man tells me that at first, when employees went to protect their store at this 7-Eleven in Stockton, that he was impressed and supported what they were doing. But then he said after more than two dozen hits, he started to question if it would end in death.
Man, don't do that.
From there. Well, I'm shocked right now. I don't know what to think.
The man behind the camera replays a chaotic Saturday.
There's nothing you can do.
Cell phone video from a Stockton 7-Eleven on the corner of Center and Market Streets has gone viral.
Then next thing I know, guy walks in with a mask. So I'm assessing it like, okay, I got to make it out of here. So let me start talking.
I asked the man who took this video, who goes by Dita, about what we see. A masked man attempts to unload the shelves, mostly cigarettes, dumping the stolen goods into a trash can. He's overheard on video threatening two store employees. This is where things escalate, and 7-Eleven's company protocol is broken.
Like 25, 26 hits. Like, I couldn't tell how many hits, but I knew I was quiet to a point because I couldn't believe, like, this is happening.
Excessive and potentially against the law. Stockton police say they're aware and investigating what plays out in this minutes-long attack. The beating against 7-Eleven company policy. As outlined in a Justice Department report, employees are trained to handle robberies as calmly and quickly as they would any other transaction.
I didn't want him to lose his life that night, and I didn't want the employees to do a lot to get them put in jail for something that they really probably emotionally didn't think about.
Dita says he knows people might ask why he kept filming before he intervenes. He says it was for protection and proof of what happened.
And it's getting ridiculous to a point that we got to figure it out.
It's not worth your life, nothing else, okay? To give you perspective, the 7-Eleven sits directly across the street here from the Stockton Police Department headquarters. And the man who took that video says he's hopeful that means there will be a little more security at this store. He also says it should be a call to the community that more mental health resources are needed here in Stockton. By the way, I also reached out to 7-Eleven for a comment, more information, and did not hear back by this deadline.
Yeah, quite a scene there.
May I just say, this is why people don't like TV news reporters, right? Always trying to get the good guys in trouble.
So we reached out to 7-Eleven headquarters to find out, you know, if they've done anything wrong, if they fired them, or if the police department's going to...
You know what? Forget you. Those guys, they deserve a pay raise, and they deserve a medal from the police department. That's what they deserve. You know why? Because they did what needed to be done. Sometimes, folks, you just have to do what needs to be done. And I say good for those workers. By the way, those cigarettes, according to one of the reports, there was about $1,000 worth of cigarettes. So my question is, why isn't this guy in jail charged with felonies, right? I mean, this is a big deal. But the local TV reporter, the CBS affiliate, thinks that the victims here are the criminals, and the criminal is the victim. That's why I wanted you to hear the report. And you know it's coming. So we're going to see how things go here. But again, as of now, we don't believe these workers have been arrested or will face any charges. My question is, should they face any charges? And a lot of you folks are weighing in on our social media pages. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, Todd Starnes here, and my journey with Calitrin and losing weight has really been incredible, but it's more than just losing weight. Let's check in with our good friend Elizabeth at Calitrin.
Hey, that's right. You know, with Calitrin, this product is actually good for you, and I don't know how many other weight loss products out there can say that, but Calitrin has been proven safe and effective since 1997. So we're talking about over 25 years of helping customers lose weight with a product that is non-addictive. It's no stimulus, no drugs, nothing that makes you feel sick or jittery. It's just what healthy weight loss looks like. So much more than just a weight loss product. So it is great for the sleep. It's great for joint pain. It's great for all natural energy. And then, of course, proven for weight loss. So check it on our website today, toploss.com.
All right. Again, that's toploss.com. You can also give them a call, 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS, toploss.com, the website. And be sure to use that promo code Todd. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio show. And again, this just goes back to where we are in the country right now, where all of these George Soros district attorneys believe that the victims are the criminals and the criminals are the victims. And we have seen this play out all over America. Look, in Memphis, Tennessee, a couple of weeks ago, there was a horrible story. A bad guy refused to obey a deputy sheriff. The deputy sheriff in a traffic stop tried to get the guy out of the car. The guy hits the gas and takes off and drags the deputy sheriff 100 yards. The deputy sheriff is able to get his gun, shoot the bad guy, kill the bad guy, and the officer is badly, badly injured. But the media in Memphis, just like the media in Stockton, California, believes that the criminals are the victims here. And now you've got all these civil rights groups, and nobody talks about the fact that the deputy sheriff almost lost his life because of the behavior of this bad guy. So, again, this is where we are. Look at what happened with the Gucci over at Gucci the other day in Beverly Hills, where you had all these people coming in. They don't want to call them looters anymore. They're, I don't know, reparation squads, but they go in there and they're taking all the loot and they're running right back out. And by the way, who do you think ultimately pays for all of that? You know, it's the workers. You think Gucci's going to keep you think they're going to keep that store in business if they keep getting looted all the time? No, of course not. So I say this. This is a great example that the 7-Eleven workers in Stockton, California have set for the entire nation, and I say we salute you.
Crime Stoppers presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Here's to you, Mr. Stockton, California 7-Eleven employee. You and your partner stopped a would-be robber dead in his tracks.
The guy was stealing cigarettes.
You knew the police in California wouldn't do anything, so you took matters into your own hands.
They really put his butt out.
You grabbed a wooden pole and beat the crap out of him.
Surprised there was anything left.
And when he was finally subdued, Mr. Big Shot Cigarette Thief began to whimper.
He cried like a little girl.
Here's to you, Mr. 7-Eleven employee. You proved that cigarettes can be hazardous to your health,
especially when you steal them.
Thank you, Jim Gossett. It's true. Beat the crap out of them. All right. you gotta love it. You gotta love it. All right. Can we talk about Donald Trump here? This is just really appalling what they have done to our great president. So President Trump went to Washington, D.C. yesterday. He was arraigned. By the way, the judge didn't even extend him the courtesy of calling him President Trump. She called him Mr. Trump. No, ma'am, he is a president to you. He may not be your president, but he's president of the United States. So anyway, Trump, I just don't know how he does it. He's always got the smile on his face. And the guy is just, he's out there every single day for the American people. So after that horrible experience of having to go to Washington, and if you haven't been to Washington lately, let me say something. It is horrible. It is just as bad as President Trump described. It's just filthy. It is dirty. So President Trump flies back to Newark. Then the motorcade takes him over to his beautiful golf course, Bedminster. And as the president is off to do, he crashed a wedding reception. And I want you to hear what happened. Good for you, Mr. President. I don't know if he kissed the bride or not, Dylan. I don't know. That's not part of the story. But, you know, I mean, she may have hugged him. Who knows? Anyway, Anderson Cooper over at CNN, the most profane name in news, very upset that President Trump described Washington, D.C. as filthy, dirty, falling apart, and very unsafe. But the fact of the matter is, Anderson Cooper, I was just there a couple of weeks ago, and I can confirm that Washington, D.C. is filthy, dirty, falling apart, and very unsafe. I took the train down, the Acela Express from New York City, hopped on the train, came down to D.C., got off at Union Station, and it looked like some sort of, I don't know, a refugee camp. People, they literally have tents set up on the sidewalks. It's unbelievable. And the stench, that's what got me, was just the smell of sweat and bodily fluids and it's the lunch hour. I don't want to get too terribly descriptive here, but man, is it nasty in that city. And why is that? Well, because it's run by Democrats. I mean, I hate to say it, but over and over and over again, if you look at cities and towns that are run by Republicans and compare those to cities that are run by Democrats, you are going to find that the Republican towns are little utopias. Yeah, sure, they have crime. They've got problems here and there. But what's nice about a Republican town is that you can walk outside and you can breathe in that fresh Republican air, and you're not going to be choking and gagging. I'm just saying. All right, we got to take a break here. Kirk Cameron coming up. You're not going to believe this story. It's bonkers crazy. In the meantime, head over to ToddStearns.com and check out all of our great resources. And be sure to sign up for the big sweepstakes. We'll be right back. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes. All right, welcome back, America. Good to have you with us here on the Todd Starnes Radio Show today. I want to go right to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good friend of this program and a great American patriot, our good buddy, Kirk Cameron. Kirk, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great, Todd. Thanks so much. How are you doing?
Kirk, I'm doing well until I found out that you got yourself kicked out of a public library. I mean, Kirk Cameron, shame on you, sir. Wow.
You know, it's reading children's books about faith, love, and virtue that really got me into trouble. I think if I had shown up in some high heels and fishnet stockings with a dress pretending to be a woman, I might have had a more warm welcome.
It's the lunch hour, Kirk, so let's not upset people too terribly much with that visual. But, yeah, I get it. It's just so insane. And you and our friends over at Brave Books have been doing such an incredible job educating kids and publishing books for kids. And you were scheduled to be at an event there in the Huntsville, Alabama area with another good friend of this show, Riley Gaines. And I want you to tell our listeners what happened.
Sure. Well, many of you may recall that I've been reading children's books at public libraries about faith, hope, love, humility, particularly during Pride Month. I want kids to understand humility is what we ought to be shooting for, not pride. And we are now having a nationwide event tomorrow morning called See You at the Library, where we have over 300 public libraries that have been adopted by parents, grandparents, state senators, governors, mayors, county commissioners, and kids that are going to be coming to read books of virtue in their public library. And I'm going to be going to three of those libraries in three different states all tomorrow. One of them is in Huntsville, Alabama, and they just canceled the event. Now, we've done 17, 18 of these, and we've had thousands of people show up at the libraries, and we've never had any problems with regard to capacity or security. All those have been handled very decently and really well. And so for Huntsville to close this down just doesn't make any sense to us at all. I think they just don't want us there. And again, what's to be afraid of? You have me and Riley Gaines wanting to talk to children about honoring their parents, about loving God, and about being thankful to be an American.
And Kirk, again, you have been doing these, as you said, all over America, and I think it's something incredibly wholesome, and clearly a lot of parents are very interested in exposing their kids to these kinds of story times. I'm curious to note, why the library? Did they give you any reason why they decided to cancel this?
Well, they've cited a couple of things. One was that there'll be more people coming than they can that they have capacity for. Well, that's okay. I mean, literally, most of these library rooms can't fit more than a few hundred people. Many of them are smaller than that, and we have thousands who've shown up, and they just wait in line. They just take turns after the book is done being read. Then the one group leaves, the next group comes in, and they're happy singing songs like "God Bless America" as they wait in line outside the library or in the lobby. Maybe they even start reading their own little story time books to their kids while they wait. And as for security, we've made sure that everybody's safe. Usually local police are there to make sure that traffic is dealt with. If there's any protesters like the drag queens with the big signs or the bullhorns, They're watched by library security, and everything has always turned out great. We welcome everyone. There's no need for anybody to be concerned about these events. It's kids are going to be here. I mean, this is for families.
Kirk, we were able to do a little research on this particular library, and it's our understanding that they have hosted these drag queen story times in the past, and they've been celebrated, heavily promoted. What was your experience working in, or your team's experience working with this library?
Well, we have a wonderful lady who is part of a Moms for Liberty group there in the Huntsville area who started this, and she just felt that as she watched the spiritual temperature decline and the moral fabric of her community begin to unravel, she's been praying, God, send revival to the area. And when this event, See You at the Library, came across her radar screen, she felt, this is my opportunity to do something to engage our community. It to her was an answered prayer. And so she set this up and had 30 people respond and then 300 people respond. And then when Riley and I told her that we wanted to celebrate with her all the great work that she's been doing, suddenly the library cancels the event, literally 1 day, 2 days before the event. And there are so many people who are so disappointed and so upset. And so we've sent a letter to the library and asked them to please reconsider what they're doing. It's really doesn't make any sense. The reasons that they cited are not reasonable. And we're hoping that they change their mind by tomorrow morning.
And Kirk, you guys did the right thing here. And our friends over at First Liberty Institute, they sent a letter to the executive director of the libraries and laid it all out. And I'm glad to see that you guys are going down this path, because we just can no longer be silent. We have to stand up, and we've got to fight for our rights as American citizens.
That's right. What are they going to say next? Christians can't show up at the grocery store. You can't go to Walmart. I mean, come on. You've got more people down at the mall right now than we'll ever have at this story reading. And sure, it's a bigger building, but the point is, no one's going to break any laws. If there's capacity limits, everyone wants to abide by those things. These are the values we want to teach our kids: law and order. We want to teach kids love of country, respect your neighbor, love your enemies, be humble and kind. That's what this whole meeting is about. And Todd, what's really crazy about this is that the American Library Association is run by their own director, who is a self-avowed Marxist. She's happy about this and publicly saying it out loud. And while they're supposed to be drawing people into the library to read, they're blocking families from coming to libraries, while at the same time proudly hosting drag queen story hours to subvert good, healthy values in children.
It's just unacceptable. And I am so excited that you and your great partner over at Brave Books, you guys are launching this initiative. And again, folks, excuse me, this is tomorrow. See You at the Library. And if you would like information on a location, all you have to do is go to bravebooks.us. That's bravebooks.us. And all of the information is right there. Kirk, I know your time is limited. You're a busy guy, and we just appreciate the great work that you are doing for the nation and for American families.
Well, Todd, you're one of my heroes. I appreciate what you are doing and have been doing for so long to champion the right kind of values and bring attention to things that we need to be thinking about. So I'm just excited that there is an army of compassion that is on their feet and are getting on the offense, not just sitting home whining. They want to be out there on the streets at the libraries winning.
Amen to that. Well, Kirk, good hearing from you. Safe travels out there.
Thanks, Todd.
Have a great weekend. There you go, folks. Kirk Cameron, and what a great opportunity and what a great thing that's happening, this See You at the Library event. Are you going to go? You got to get out there. There are library events all over America. And again, you can find all of that information at bravebooks.us. That's bravebooks.us. We're still working through a little bit of a phone issue here today, folks, but we're doing our best. But give us a call. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio program, ladies and gentlemen. Phone lines have been restored, and all I can tell you is if you have Comcast service, cancel it. Folks, what we have been through with Comcast, and honestly, it's, you know, this has been going on for a daily basis for the past 2 months, and we're really wondering if it has something to do with the fact that we are a conservative talk radio show. That's what we it's just all very suspicious. Anyway, our telephone number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And we're going to be taking your calls throughout the day. It is Open Line Friday, so we'll be taking your calls throughout the day. Also, just want to remind you about the sweepstakes. So it ends Sunday. So you have between now and Sunday to enter the contest. It's an all-expense-paid trip to see yours truly in Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to put you and a guest up in a hotel. You're going to get a $500 Visa gift card, and you're going to be able to sit in on the Todd Stearns radio program. So you're really going to want to take part in this this fun event. And the deadline for entering is Sunday. So just head over to the website right now, and you're going to be able to take part in our great contest. All right, I want to play some audio here. This is from MSDNC analyst Doris Kearns Goodwin. And she says, we've got to put together a plan. We've got to make sure Trump does not win in 2024. Cut 10.
Are you seeing anything here that would suggest that there are other Republicans, real ones that matter, not just the occasional lonely voice, they're going to push the party and Donald Trump to move past this in the next election?
Yeah, it's still so hard to accept that. I mean, I thought after January 6th, when you saw McConnell speak, when you saw McCarthy speak, that was going to be the beginning of the leadership turning against him. And then somehow it's not happened. And it can't just be a few of them. And we got to figure out, when is that going to happen? When is it going to break? And maybe the more this thing becomes clear what was done, you've got to believe that rational thought will come back in the minds of some of these people. But if not, then it's going to take the overwhelming organization, just as you were talking about earlier, organizing the country at all the levels so that he cannot win that election. If the party will not depart from him, then he has to be defeated, and the party has to be defeated.
All right. Again, that is MSDNC analyst Doris Kearns Goodwin. Now, the question is, will the party abandon Trump? There is a brand new poll out from Reuters Ipsos, and according to the Reuters Ipsos poll, it doesn't look good for Trump if he is convicted. As a matter of fact, a very small number of Republicans say they would still support the president if he is convicted. According to the two-day poll, if Trump were convicted of a felony crime by a jury, 45% of Republicans said they would not vote for him. More than 35% said they would. The rest said they didn't know. So I want to pose the question to our audience, and we can conduct our own poll here. We don't need Reuters or Ipsos. But I'm curious to hear from you this afternoon. If Trump is convicted, if a jury says, yeah, he is guilty as charged, would you still vote for Donald Trump in the November elections? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Meanwhile, Kevin McCarthy, he's righteously indignant. Still hasn't done anything, but he's righteously indignant. He's bringing up Hillary Clinton and Al Gore. Cut number 11.
And I can say the same thing that Hillary Clinton says about her election that she lost. I can say the same thing about the DNC who said it about the 2016 race. I can say the same thing about those in the Democratic Party from the leadership on down about George Bush not winning, that Al Gore did. But were any of them prosecuted? Were any of them put in jail? Were any of them held with no response to be able to get out? The answer is no. So, yeah, you can raise that someone raised a question. And you know, in America, You're entitled to raise a question. You're entitled to question whether it was honest or not. That's the uniqueness of the First Amendment. That's the uniqueness of America. But you know what? You shouldn't be prosecuted for your thoughts. And the difference here is, when Hillary Clinton said it, nothing happened to her. When they said it in Georgia's election, nothing happened to them either. You know what? When the DNC said it, nothing happened to them either. So stop using government to go after people who politically disagree with you. That is wrong, and that should stop now.
So what are they going to do about it, right? What are the Republicans going to do about all of this? What is Speaker McCarthy going to do? You're the Speaker of the House, sir. What are you going to do? Anybody going to get impeached? Anybody going to get summoned to Capitol Hill? Why aren't we issuing the subpoena to have Jack Smith brought to Capitol Hill? Why has no one done that? Why are we not playing hardball here with the Democrats? They literally want to send Donald Trump to prison for almost 600 years. And the Republicans on Capitol Hill are just, I don't know, they're just twiddling their thumbs or their other appendages. What are they doing up there? Anybody want to explain that to me? No, they're not going to do a thing, ladies and gentlemen. That was a rhetorical question. They're not going to do a thing. And why are they not going to do a thing? Because they don't like Trump either. Kevin McCarthy, in his heart of hearts, I know he goes down to Mar-a-Lago, but in his heart of hearts, deep buried in his California heart, Kevin McCarthy hates Donald Trump. Donald Trump's on his own here. The Republicans on Capitol Hill, they talk the big talk. But when push comes to shove, where are the impeachments? Where are the investigations? Let's go to Wayne in Georgia. Wayne, what say you?
Hey, Todd. I vote for Trump.
So you're a Trump supporter.
I am a Trump supporter.
Why are you? So let's say he gets convicted and he is now a convicted felon. He still has your support.
That's the only reason he's getting convicted is because of them crazy Democrats.
Well, this is true. Wayne, this is very, very true. Wayne, what advice are you giving to people? And what are folks, you know, I know you have a wonderful restaurant there in the Gainesville area. What are people saying about Trump when they come in and grab some of that delicious barbecue?
I don't know anybody that's not for Trump. I don't know why this is like it is, because I've just gotten back off of vacation and everybody I saw was for Trump. Everybody I speak to is for Trump. I've not seen anybody, not anybody, that was not for Trump.
Well, Wayne, this is good to know. And the next time I'm in Gainesville, we're going to have to swing by and have some of that delicious barbecue over at Smokehouse.
Yes, sir. I'll be looking for you.
All right, Wayne, appreciate that call. And yes, they do not pay me to say that, but I'm telling you, it's a mighty good barbecue. All right, folks, look, we are going to be going to the phones in the next hour. Our telephone number is 844-747-8868, open line Friday. Whatever you want to talk about, we're going to talk about. Liz Peek is going to be here. She has a brand new column that it's a deep dive into the Biden crime family, and she says that Joe Biden is a mean, nasty man, and she's got the goods to back it up. Also, a bizarre story about Barack Hussein Obama fantasizing about men. And I will just leave it there, and we will share that information with you coming up after the break. Again, our telephone number, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Head over to the website, by the way. Sign up for the big sweepstakes. You could win an all-expense-paid trip to beautiful Memphis, Tennessee. Got to see Graceland while you're here, and Peabody Hotel, the ducks walking in the pond and hanging out with us here at the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Sign up. You got to do it before Sunday over at ToddStarnes.com. All right, hang tight, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. Happy Friday to you. By the way, it is Open Line Friday, and that means you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about today. Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, if you missed that great interview with Kirk Cameron in the first hour, you're going to be able to access that over on our website, toddstearns.com. We're going to have that up in the podcast just after the conclusion of today's program. So you got to check that out. All right, brand new Reuters Ipsos polling is out. And according to this new poll, anybody who is a Republican voter has a problem if Donald Trump is actually convicted. So according to the Reuters poll that just came out, they said if President Trump were convicted of a felony crime by a jury, 45% of Republicans say they would not vote for him. 35% say they would. And I want to know from you, would you still support President Trump if he is convicted? 844-747-8868 is our phone number. But I'm telling you, folks, my bigger problem right now is not all of this nonsense in the courts, because I believe these are all jacked up charges, that this is all, folks, from the judge all the way down, the fix is in. But I want to know, where are the Republicans on Capitol Hill? Why are they not screaming bloody murder? Why aren't they out there doing something right now? They have plenty of opportunities to start yanking people in off the streets and grilling them before Congress. But I don't see them doing that. I see Kevin McCarthy squawking about it, but I don't see him actually doing anything about it. And I think a lot of people are wanting the Republicans in the House and the Senate to do something, to say something. By the way, here's one of President Trump's lawyers outside of the courthouse yesterday, cut five.
On March 17th, Hunter accidentally admits that it was his laptop from hell. The next day, DA Alvin Bragg indicts President Trump. June 8th, an FBI document is released showing that the Ukrainians paid the Biden crime family millions and millions of dollars. The next day, the Mar-a-Lago raid and the Mar-a-Lago indictment. Last week, Hunter Biden's sweetheart plea deal fell through when the judge realized it had blanket immunity. The following day, a superseding indictment against Donald Trump. July 31st, Devin Archer goes to testify in front of the House. That was only after they failed to put him in jail prior to the fact. What happens the next day? The January 6th indictment that we're here for today. This is not a coincidence. This is election interference at its finest against the leading candidate right now for president, for either party. President Trump is under siege in a way that we have never seen before. President Trump and his legal team and everyone on his team will continue to fight, not for him, but for the American people.
And he will, and she's absolutely right. This is all designed to interfere with the presidential election. That's all this is. If they wanted to file charges, they could have done it a year ago, but they didn't. They waited because they want this to impact the 2024 presidential election. Quite frankly, all of these people, including Jack Smith, belong in jail right now. Then there's Joy Reid over at MSDNC. Now, I'm going to explain what you're about to hear. But Joy Reid is laughing, and she's saying that Trump is now facing a demographic reality because the judge in the case is a Jamaican woman of color. So what Joy Reid is saying here is that the minority judge is going to stick it to the white man. Take a listen.
They oppose that venue for many reasons. The demographics of it are interesting. This judge name, I believe this magistrate judge is Mokshila Opadhyaya, or Opadhyay, I might be pronouncing it wrong, a woman of color. The judge he will be facing in the trial, Jamaican-born woman of color. He seems to be facing sort of demographic reality, legal reality, and, you know, situational reality.
So the judge yesterday was not the judge we thought it was going to be. It was not Judge Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan?
It was a magistrate judge, and her name is Judge Mokshila Yabadabadua. And I believe she's Indian, American Indian, I don't know. So I think they got it wrong there. Joy Reedless got it wrong. This was not Judge Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan?
This was Judge Yabadabadua. And it doesn't matter. They're minority judges, and they're going at, and according to Joy Reid, the minority judge is going to stick it to the white man. Good luck with that. And by the way, thank you for saying the quiet part out loud, Joy Reidless. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Let's start in Jackson, Tennessee. Patrick listening to us on the great WTJS today. Hi, Patrick. What's going on?
Hello. How are you doing, Mr. Starnes?
I'm well. Thanks for asking.
Okay. I was going to comment on the indictment.
Yeah. Trump.
And what I was going to say about that is that the government is using that as a distraction, as a psyop, to keep us away from the main issues, which is a dissension in our culture, because they know they don't have anything against the man. If they did, they would have arrested him the day that he had tried to overturn the election, as they call it, and we know that's not what he did, and we know that something went on in that election, and that's the reason why it turned out.
Well, of course, Patrick, hold on. Patrick, hold on a second. I'm going to let you finish, but I'm curious. I want to go back to this psyop. What do you think the real issue is that they're trying to distract us about?
That the shadow state is being exposed. Meaning all these bureaucracies that actually hold the power, and when the president actually tries to do his job and do the interests of the people, they start bucking up against him. Like, for example, the IRS, these different bureaucracies, FBI, CIA, all these agencies that need to be overturned, and that's so.
Patrick, no, you're not wrong at all. I think there's a lot going on here in this country. And ultimately, the goal here is to interfere with the presidential election. And they know, and by the way, Biden's not going to be the nominee, but they know that whoever the nominee is going to be, they're going to have a hard time going up against Donald Trump. I mean, it's that simple. So they want to take him out, and that's what this is about. Patrick,
yeah, I agree with you.
All right, appreciate that call, Patrick. Let's go to Sue, listening to us on WLOB in the great state of Maine. Hi, Sue. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. How are you? I enjoy your show very, very much.
Thank you.
I hope you'll have an answer to my question. It may be stupid, and it could be, but I don't understand. Won't the Supreme Court take President Trump's case like they did the gentleman from Virginia that was running for president?
So this is a great question, Sue. Actually, Sue, I am shocked at you. There are no stupid questions here, unless a Democrat asked one. So it's a fair question you asked.
I've been trying to find out. I just know where to find out. I've tried everything.
Sure.
I'll ask Todd Starnes. He'll know.
Well, I am so glad you did. And so, Sue, I'm answering your question with a question. But the issue at hand is whether or not the Supreme Court can take up a felony case if, in fact, a verdict has not been rendered. So that would be the issue. You certainly heard Mark Levin last night say that this needs to go directly to the Supreme Court. There needs to be an emergency hearing. And that's why President Trump put out the message he did on True Social last night. So we'll see how this plays out. Sue, we're actually in a really fascinating time in American history, as awful as all of this is. We are in uncharted waters. This has never before happened with a former president of the United States. So there are going to be a lot of unknown questions.
I know. It's just awful. I can't even sleep at night thinking about it all. I'm just so sick of it all. And I just want so much for him to win and get out of this mess. I really do.
It really is a mess.
Thing, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm with you. Sue, let me ask you, I'm concerned about your sleeping issue. Do you have a MyPillow?
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
I do have a MyPillow, and wow. I'm telling you, I love it. It's always turning it over and turning it the other way.
Well, you should be sleeping soundly, Sue. It's no matter how crazy it is.
I know. Well, last night I tried something different. I don't know, some sort of drug. I don't know what it is. But anyway.
All right, Sue. Yeah, I don't want you to. Right. I don't want you to blab too much about the drugs.
That's right. Okay, listen. I missed Mark Levin last night. I only listened to him on Sunday. I didn't know it was on last night. Where'd you hear him last night?
So Mark was, I believe, he was on the channel, and he's out there saying that Team Trump needs to seek an emergency hearing before the Supreme Court because the entire judiciary has been weaponized to take him out. So that's the concern that Levin has. And look, Mark Levin is the great one, and he's the constitutional expert on this. And if he says that's what they need to do, I think that's what they need to do, Sue.
I think you're right, Todd. I hope so. And we'll pray that, okay?
All right. Amen. All right, Sue, get some rest. All right. Appreciate you calling in. I like Sue. We love everybody over in Ray Richardson country. All right, let's go to Danny in Georgia. Danny, thanks for holding on. What's on your mind?
Todd, I've been listening to you for a long time. I saw you live up at Trip McConnell University in Cleveland.
Wow, you're an old-timer then, Danny.
Yes, I've never called any radio station, but I've listened to you, and I get so burnt up. I get so mad listening to all this, you know, the talk show. I listen to Fox. I kind of like Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, and all them. But, you know, they're talking about peeling the onion. You know, keep peeling the onion. Well, the damn onion, excuse me. But the onion ought to be peeled by now. And I don't understand, with all the evidence and everything, why the Republicans, which control the House of Representatives, why they can't impeach some of these people and bring charges just because we don't have the Senate. You know, when they done Trump that way, we didn't have the Senate either. But listen, let's get something on record here permanently. Let's quit talking about peeling the onion and getting all the facts and all this, and then nothing comes out. It just seems like it's brushed away with, and we keep peeling the onion. Well, I'm tired of peeling the onion. I'm ready for something to be done by our representatives. I'm tired of them doing talk every night and never doing anything. That's all I got to say.
Danny, wow. Danny, I hope you were just saving it. This is an excellent call, and you got to give us a holler back because you're making a lot of sense here. Danny, what is it that you want the Republicans in the House to do?
I just want them to quit sitting on the laurel, quit sitting on the stool of do-nothing, bring some charges. If the charges stick, that's great. If the charges don't stick, at least we did something. At least we tried something. The American people are wanting to support somebody. The American people is wanting to support that's right. And right now, we only got one side that's willing to do anything, and that's the Democrats. When they talk, they bring it about. The Republicans talk, and they drop the ball.
Danny, I think that Congresswoman Nancy Mace out of South Carolina, I think she actually said the quiet part out loud a few days ago when she said, hey, if we start impeaching all of these Biden officials, we could end up losing control of the House. You see, Danny, it's really about control with these people. They don't care about Trump. And they're heart of hearts. I mean, they talk a good talk. But at the end of the day, you've got Democrats and the anti-Trump Republicans. And this is the cabal that Trump has been battling. And it's not just recently. I mean, he was dealing with this back when, well, remember, we controlled the House and the Senate and the White House during the first 2 years of Trump's administration. And very little got done there in the Congress because they hate this man.
That's correct. There are some people out there that are wishy-washy and stuff like that, you know, like Mitt Romney and some of the others that, you know, they're never going to be Trumpers. But yeah. I'm a Trumper. And let me tell you, if Trump right now was to get, you know, he's done been indicted, if they were to bring charges, I'll still vote for it.
There you go. Danny, I think a lot of people are just like you. I hate to do this, Danny, but we are super late for a break. Appreciate you listening to us. You give us a call back, and thank you for supporting WDUN. Folks, this is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Happy to have you with us today. It is Open Line Friday, which means you can talk about whatever you want to talk about today. We're going to be taking your calls. We do that, so we save all those calls for Friday, and we would love for you to join us. 844-747-8868. May I go to Bill in North Carolina, wants to talk about the dude who got caned at the 7-Eleven. Hi, Bill. What's going on?
Todd, thank you so much for taking my call. I hate to say this to you, but North Carolina, we are home of the real barbecue. I'm sorry.
Bill, I'm hanging up on you right now.
No, don't do that. Don't do that, Todd. Please. I'll be real quick with you. From the situation that just happened with the audio that's been played about the unfortunate gentleman in the convenience store. Well, I got to looking up something, and I thought, I've heard something very similar to this before, and I think one of our dearest presidents named Theodore Roosevelt had a saying about walk softly and carry a big stick.
This is true.
I think we need to determine now that if you get a beat down, or as the gentleman said, pardon me, please, ass whooping, we can call it you've been Theodored.
So. You've been Theodored. I like that, Bill. I like that. I mean, you're way off base on the barbecue, but I love that. It's
well, I tell you what, if I win the contest. I'll bring some barbecue with me from North Carolina.
Bill, if you win, okay, I'll try it, but I'm going to take you down. I'm going to take you down and get you some authentic Memphis barbecue.
Well, you know, North Carolina was founded before Tennessee, so that kind of came after.
Yeah, but we perfected anyway, it. Yeah. So it's now, Bill. Let me ask:
okay?
Are you a mustard or vinegar based?
Oh no, I am a vinegar. I'm from the Lexington barbecue.
Oh
area,
yeah,
here,
well that's okay.
Carolina.
Gotcha. So, all right, Bill, we got to run. We're running late for a break, but hey, look, great comments, and we'll talk barbecue. We will do that. Maybe one Friday, we could just have a whole hour talking barbecue in America. All right, got to take a break here, folks. Hang tight. 844-747-8868 is our number. We have Liz Harrington coming up. Stick around, everybody. This is the Todd Stern Show. The Chicago mayor, very upset at all of you people. Shame on you. I can't believe what you've been doing. So over the past, it was Wednesday, right? So there was a big mob and dozens of looters storming Chicago's South Loop, creating all sorts of mayhem. All total, there were about 400 people that were out there causing problems, and they were pillaging and plundering. And so the reporters were asking the mayor, Brandon Johnson, about all of this in Chicago. Take a listen.
That's not appropriate. We're not talking about mob actions. I didn't say that. Hold on a second, okay? Respectfully, these large gatherings. These large gatherings, just hold on a second, y'all. I promise you, we have time to talk. It's important that we speak of these dynamics in an appropriate way. This is not to obfuscate what has actually taken place.
This was the scene near Roosevelt.
All right, there you go. So the mayor of Chicago getting onto the reporters because they used the word mob to describe the mob that was looting all of the stores. And so the mayor says, no, 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 you have to call these large gatherings. A large gathering of beautiful people were just lollygagging into a store and repatriating Gucci bags. This is insane. Anyway, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. 844-747-8868 is our number on this Open Line Friday. I want to play some audio from our good friend Liz Peek weighing in on the real Joe Biden. Cut 13.
True. He is not a genial person. He's sort of a nasty man who goes after MAGA Republicans, after his enemies with vigor and excitement and bitterness. He's also incredibly dishonest.
And now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend, the great Fox News columnist, Liz Peek. Liz, hope you're doing well today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's talk about the real Joe Biden, because, you know, the media wants us to believe he's just lovable old Uncle Joe.
Well, I think that ship has sailed. I mean, there have been far too many episodes where he's lashed out angrily at people. There was that Axios story, which was actually kind of a head scratcher a few weeks ago, talking about how he's very profane and he dresses down people who work for him with impunity, and young people in the White House are afraid to go see him alone because they'll get such a tongue lashing and F-bombs and so forth. Wow, is that a different change of tone, right? Because up until now, as you say, the media has been pretty guarded at criticizing Joe Biden, obviously, and very enthusiastic about portraying him as, yeah, genial Uncle Joe. Well, he is not genial Uncle Joe. I don't think I've ever seen a politician go after his enemies, as I said on air, with such vigor, such excitement. I mean, it's like that's the only thing that's keeping him standing up, I think, is this battle he's waging against MAGA Republicans. And I was thinking about it this morning. Let's remember what MAGA stands for. It's Make America Great Again. And if you think America doesn't need some work right now, doesn't need some restoration of honesty and decency, the kind of thing that you're talking about in Chicago should never be happening in our country. But that is happening, not exactly like that, but basically in all Democrat-led cities, you have this unfettered crime wave going on, just a total lack of interest and accountability. Honestly, Todd, there's a lot of bad stuff happening. So, yeah, I want to make America great again. I don't know if Donald Trump's the right vehicle for that quest or pursuit, but I got to tell you, it isn't Joe Biden.
Liz, we've gotten a lot of calls from listeners, and they're really angry at the Republicans on Capitol Hill, and they say they're all talk. You know, they hold all these investigations. They're going on Fox and all these other cable news channels, and they're saying that, you know, this is the most evil and corrupt administration in history, and yet nobody gets impeached. Nobody gets in trouble. And I think the average Republican is saying, all right, are you guys just feeding us a line here, or are you going to do something?
Yeah, and I can understand that. So I think people need to kind of just take a moment to look at the long game. What's the long game? Definitely getting Joe Biden out of the Oval Office. And I think the longer that James Comer works at this, the closer we will get to actually having that happen. In other words, right now, the Republicans don't hold the Senate. So any impeachment effort, just as was the case in reverse when Trump was president, is bound to fail because the Senate is where an impeachment trial actually takes place. That is where something actually significant could happen in the way of ousting Joe Biden. It's not going to happen when Democrats control the Senate. So what's the purpose right now of an impeachment inquiry in the House? An impeachment inquiry will allow investigators, like the people working on the Oversight Committee, to subpoena people, subpoena records, demand more information that up until now, the White House has been loath to give. The Treasury officials just didn't cooperate for the last 18 months. Now, finally, they are, because the Republicans are in charge in the House. But they could be more aggressive and so forth. And why wait? Well, I think a couple of things. One, we have not yet got solid evidence that Joe Biden received money from Hunter Biden and Devin Archer and all these other characters for the money laundering and the sort of trading on Joe Biden's name that went on. We know that happened. We know that Hunter Biden's corrupt, and we know that he had a circle of friends who also were corrupt. No one who isn't corrupt, I should say, sets up their business with Chinese Communist Party-linked companies or with corrupt oligarchs in Ukraine, and then has a gazillion shell corporations to launder the money and hide the money, and also uses 14 encrypted apps. I never even knew there were 14 encrypted apps. Look, this is not a normal guy. He uses burner phones. He's obviously dishonest, Hunter Biden. The thing is, we've got to make sure that Joe Biden is pinned on this stuff. And so far, as close as they have got, and they are really, really close to doing that, they're not quite there yet, in my view. So that is something where I think, hold your horses, let them take their time, because nothing, if you had, in other words, if you had an impeachment trial in the House right now, and every Republican agreed to impeach Joe Biden, it isn't going to go anywhere. I mean, it's going to go to the Senate and die. So let's take our time. And in the process, all Americans are finding out what a dishonest guy this is and how corrupt the family is, which I think has been the case for 30 or 40 years. And so that battle is being won in the court of public opinion. So that's very important to me. And I think the other thing is, Todd, I know everyone's impatient. I get that. You know, I don't know that all Republicans are yet on board. We do not need to go into 2024 with a divided party. That's not going to help us win an election. And the final thing I wrote in a piece recently is, let's take our time here, because the more time that Joe Biden thinks he's running for president, the less time Democrats have to field another candidate. Gavin Newsom obviously wants to run for president, but he can't until Joe Biden steps aside. The longer it takes for Joe Biden to do that, the less chance Gavin Newsom or anybody else has of getting in there. And if Joe Biden steps aside at the last minute, who is the inevitable placeholder? It's Kamala Harris. And I really don't think there's a Republican alive who can't beat Kamala Harris.
All right. Good stuff. As always, I guess we'll be patient, Liz. I don't want to be patient. We got to get moving.
I get it. I want them all thrown out. I mean, there's just such horrible stuff going on. It makes me mad, too. I'm mad all the time. So you have to just kind of, you know, go take a walk and clear your head and try and kind of see beyond today, because today's pretty bad.
All right. Liz, we're going to leave it there. LizPeak.com, ladies and gentlemen. LizPeak.com. You can read all of her work, see some of the great interviews she has done. Liz, hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. You too.
All right. Liz Peek. I like Liz. I don't want to be patient, though. I really don't. All right. Let's go to the phones here. We're going to pick up a couple of calls. Let's start with Robert in Jackson, Tennessee, listening to us on WTJS, great radio station. Hi, Robert. What's going on?
Well, I'm with you, Todd, and I listen to you every day. And my good friend, I've known Frankie Lax since he was 14, and hear you on his show as a guest. I'm like you. I am impatient. I was a police officer in Jackson, Tennessee, 10.5 years. And this crime of conspiracy, there was no bribery. There was no plan to make money. That's what they usually apply conspiracy crimes too, but conspiracy law is a very ambiguous thing. I think you and I could be indicted, if they wanted to, you and I could be indicted by a liberal jury tomorrow for talking about this right now.
Absolutely.
And people that are hearing this now, if they don't believe that, they don't know anything about district attorneys and the juries and the laws. I have testified before a grand jury 5 times. They asked me what I wanted, and then I sit there and heard the DA tell the jury, I would prefer we not indict on this case. Literally told them what he wanted them to do, and I left the room after that. And so it's easy to get an indictment. And if you cannot afford a good attorney, and most people cannot, you cannot fight a federal court case. Luckily, they're picking on a man who has the resources. But every American, even the wackiest liberal to the most zipped-up conservative, our freedom of speech is at risk by this very case.
Robert,
if Trump loses, we're in trouble.
Robert, you are so right. And I wrote about this in 2019 in my book Culture Jihad, that our First Amendment rights are under assault. And when you look at the polling data coming out from Gen Zers and millennials, a majority of that generation, of both those generations, now believe that we should not have free speech in America. So you're on to something there. Robert, I want you to give us a call back. We appreciate your call, and tell Frankie Lax we said hello. He is doing a terrific job there in West Tennessee, and congratulations on that great new station. I will say this. I don't care who it is. It could be Judge Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
It could be Judge Yabba Dabba Dua. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you, Trump's not going to get a fair shake with either one of them. That I do know. 844-747-8868 is our number. We've been talking about the election. Got to buy David Horowitz's new book. It's called The Final Battle, and it's coming, folks. It's coming in 2024. This deep state, they want to destroy our nation, but first they have to stop Donald Trump, and that's why you need to read this book. Mike Huckabee says every Christian needs to prepare by getting David's book, The Final Battle. It's available in bookstores everywhere, already an Amazon bestseller. Folks, you don't have to spend a penny to get this book, thanks to our friends at Newsmax. That's because if you go to thefinalbattle611.com, you're going to be able to save almost $30 by getting the book free. That's finalbattle611.com. Get The Final Battle today. All right, get yourself on over to the website, toddstearns.com. You better sign up for the big prize package, a chance to win an all-expense-paid trip to Memphis, Tennessee. You're going to be able to hang out with our great team here at the Todd Stearns Show. It all wraps up on Sunday, so you got to get it in, and we'll be announcing the winner, I think, sometime next week. So toddstearns.com, and no cost, no charge. All you have to do is sign up to enter the contest. All right, let's go to the phones here. Ned in Georgia wants to talk barbecue and Donald Trump. Hey, Ned, what you got for us?
Hey, Todd, thanks for taking my call. Yep, I'm from the small town of Gainesville. Been eating smokehouse barbecue for 20 years. I was born in North Carolina, moved here 20 years ago, and I got to say, you can't beat smokehouse. Secondly, President Trump has a lot of expressions and is very opinionated, and he has a right to express his opinions, and he has a right to express his freedom of speech. And I heard today that one of Putin's political opponents is getting another 20 years in prison. Kind of funny that they're going after Trump like this, when to me all he's done is express his opinions and exercise his right to free speech.
Ned, just remember this. Whenever the Democrats are accusing you of something, they're the ones who are really doing it. And they had been accusing Trump of being a Russian plant, of being in the back pocket of Putin, when in fact they're the ones that are behaving like the Soviets. So you got to remember that. By the way, love Smokehouse Barbecue. Great people. And by the way, a great story of how they started, those ladies started that barbecue joint. So appreciate you calling in, Ned. Good thoughts. Let's go to Kelly, WSIC, our great and awesome affiliate in North Carolina. Hi, Kelly. What's going on?
Hi. Doing good. Not too much. Pretty rainy today. But I just had a couple. I hate to say it. I called in about the Trump indictment, but I had your last guest. Just something that she said kind of stuck on me a little bit.
Sure. Go for it.
All right. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to do two things really fast. Trump thing, we all know it's a distraction. Second, that, you know, something comes out with Hunter Biden or anything else, that, you know, it all comes rolling out. Third, everyone gets kind of hung up on the whole Trump. It's not about his name or the person. It's about what the job gets done and what they're able to accomplish. And I think that gets lost in translation. I'm not voting for Trump because I'm a Trump girl.
I'm voting for Trump because the values and what he's putting forth for our country is what best represents what this country was originally founded on and what we want to see in progress. So there, I'm going to put the little, you know, explanation point on that.
Good stuff.
And then the second thing, the second thing is that she said something about patience, and I get that. But I think what stuck on me was she said, well, you know, they're real close to kind of getting Joe, but they're just not quite there yet. Because Bob Alinsky had Biden, Hunter, and himself in a room in multiple meetings and text messages that clarified exactly where these where some of the money was going through and some other.
So you think they've already got the goods, Kelly? You've got they've got enough evidence.
I think they've had enough evidence for quite some time, and I think we've got enough. I think the American people are tired of people, I don't know, we want to call it kickbacks, donation money. I don't know, but it just seems like every time you turn around, it's somebody going, oh, we need to pump the brakes. We just need a little bit more.
I say it's time to hit the gas. Yeah, it's yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Kelly,
that was it.
We've got it. No, you did a great job, Kelly. I've got a rush to break here or the computer's going to cut us off. But look, it's a great point. It's a fair point. And thank you for listening to the show. All right, folks, hang tight. We've got another full hour underway. And by the way, head over to the website, sign up for the podcast and the newsletter. And by the way, we've been getting some emails from people saying, hey, I can't find the newsletter. Look in your spam folder. We're getting a lot of rumblings that the newsletter is winding up in spam. So be sure to check that out. All right, folks, this is the Todd Stern Show.